It's the hottest talk radio show out. The Conversation with your host, Clark Garrison, author of Survive the Next 365 and creator of The Phoenix Effect. The Conversation, featuring singers, actors, authors, coaches, entrepreneurs, and much more. Reaching deep into local and global communities, teaching individuals and transforming minds and spirits. So join Clark Garrison live Sundays at 4 p.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And now, here's your host, Clark Garrison.
Radio fans out there, hey guys, this is The Conversation, and I am your host, Clark Garrison, and we are live from Atlanta, Georgia, USA, 702, November 21st, 2012. This is Turkey Day's Eve. Big shout out to all the turkeys out there. Hey guys, if you didn't know, the purpose of this show is to build an evolution of thought and action, and I assure you tonight is no different. By the way, if you're listening via the internet and you'd like to ask any one of our guests tonight a question, hey, the number to dial is 917-932-1078. That's 917-932-1078. Be sure to hit the number one button, and I will come to you. As always, the chat room is open, so feel free to hang out there. Hey, big ups to Dane Reed Media, long-time collaborative company out there with us. Been there from the very beginning. They produced the drop. And I'd like for all of y'all to follow us on Twitter at Survive365. You can also hit us up on Facebook. We've got a couple of little groups out there, but certainly go to our like page, which is Survival Radio Network. Click on the like. We've got a new campaign right now, March to 1,000. We just started, I think, somewhere in the 70s. But we're going to be giving away prizes to arbitrary members. People who say like, you know, click the like button. We're going to be giving away some fantastic prizes, so do yourself a favor. It won't kill you. Go to Facebook, Survival Radio Network. Click on our like page and like that and hang out with us. We'll hang out with you. All right. Hey, guys, as I said before, tonight of all nights, as always, we've got a top-notch show. Our guests are LaJohn's Media Publishing Group's very own president and CEO, and she's the host of Blog Talk Radio's very own Wanda After Dark and Wine About Books. She's the hardest working woman I know in this business. Miss Wanda Mays Knoll drops by to talk about her coming newest projects. And she's the ultimate wellness therapist. Miss Amanda Brathwaite is here right now. Hey guys, she's here to talk about her brand of excellence and much, much more. Also, he's part of the very fabric of this show, the author of Truisms and the host of Real Talk. In the green room right now is Mr. Michael McSadden. All of this and more when we come back. Hey, guys, this is your boy, Clark Garrison, on the Survival Radio Network. The network you can't live without. We'll be right back.
Feeling insecure, weak, stressed out, uncertain, and with no energy, then please allow me to introduce you to the Personal Excellence Profile.
The best.
VPEP is the superstar. It shows a profile of individual excellence in 12 vital abilities. By elevating these 12 abilities, the individual's team, family, institution, state, or government will have the capacity to move out of and to rise up into higher levels of being, higher levels of excellence, higher levels of living. It's time for all of us to show up more confident, poised, sharp, savvy, and dynamic with great energy. It's time to get your pep on. As always, you can connect with Chloe and experience the Personal Excellence Profile by visiting www.chloetaylorbrown.com.
This is DJ Soul Sweet, a.k.a. Soulie, of SoulInterviews.com. You are listening to the hottest talk show around with my main man, Clark Garrison. Peace out.
This is The Conversation with Clark Garrison on the Survival Radio Network. Now back to the show.
Hey guys, we're back. This is The Conversation. I'm your host, Clark Garrison. And we're back for another dynamic show tonight, right here on the Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. Hey guys, before we get started, got a couple announcements. I can just find them. Oh, there we go. We here at Survival Radio Network, in conjunction with L&B Tax Services, are right now promoting our annual coat and blanket drive for the homeless right here in the Metro Atlanta area. Do me a huge favor. Please join us in paying it forward and making a difference in our community. I have been told it's going to be a very cold winter, and guys, people need our help. If you have a lightly worn or new winter coat and blanket, please do me a favor and bring them out to any one of our four businesses who have agreed to sponsor this event with us. That is the Green Room Actors Lounge in Buckhead, Cake Cafe, Candler Road in Decatur, Moods Music, Midtown, right there in Little Five Point, and L&B Tax Services in Mapleton, Georgia. Drop them off at any time, or you can give me a call personally at 404-447-8265. That's 404-447-8265. Hey, guys, let's create real change together, because together we can make a difference. Also, if you're right here in the Metro Atlanta area, and you have not had your heating system winterized yet, first of all, what are you waiting on? I have no idea, because although it was like 70-something today, it is going to get cold. Do yourself a favor. Give these guys a call at Temperature Design Heating and Air. Take care of your system. Don't let it conk out on you. The last thing you need is to be cold in the winter. with professional service and integrity, highly competitive prices, Temperature Design Heating and Air is the joint for you. Tell them I sent you. Call the number 770-823-7160. That's 770-823-7160. All right, guys, we're going to get started. My first guest tonight has been humbled by her gift of healing, which resides in her hands. She has graced the health and wellness industry for over 20 years. She specializes in various aspects of massage therapy. She is a nationally certified massage therapist here today to talk about much more than just that. Please welcome Miss Amanda Brathwaite to the show. What's going on, Amanda?
Hey there, sir. How are you doing today?
I am very good. I'm very stoked about having you on the show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
I'm excited. You are very welcome. It's my pleasure. Absolutely.
And I told you, see, I met you at a women's, a workshop or seminar symposium?
It was a women's empowerment segment a couple of weeks ago.
Kennesaw State University.
Yes.
And I know we didn't get a chance to talk then, but I am so glad we are going to get a chance to sit down and learn more about you as well. And my first question is, how did you get started? 20 years of excellence in the health and wellness industry, what drew you to that industry in the first place?
Well, in college, I started working on a degree in kinesiotherapy, exercise science. So that was my field of study in college. But I really had a heart to be a nurse, I guess, starting out, but just didn't necessarily feel like I wanted to put in all that it took to be a nurse. So that's why I decided, okay, I need to do something that's helpful to people where I can be a nurturer and make a difference in people's lives, but I'm not quite sure nursing is it for me right now. So that's how I ended up in this area, because right out of school, there weren't any jobs for kinesiotherapists in the area that I was actually residing in, which was Virginia at the time. So I decided to work for a physical therapist. I got a position working as an assistant with a physical therapist.
Well, we're going to talk more about something else in just a minute, but I want to just give information for those out there because, boy, hey, we all need this. Life Balance Total Sculpt. Tell us a little bit about your company and the services you provide with that area.
Life Balance Total Sculpt is basically massage therapy with a twist, massage therapy with someone that really has a heart to help in all entities of health and wellness and connect the whole mind, body, spirit together. So that's essentially what I do. It's massage, but it's the heart behind the massage that really makes the difference for people.
Wow. Hey, guys, if you're just tuning in, we are talking to the owner of Life Balance Total Sculpt right here on Blog Talk Radio's Hottest Show. This is Amanda Brathwaite. Amanda, you didn't come here to really talk about that, though. We wanted to dive into Body by Five, Visalus. You tell us a little bit about that. I've heard about it. I know a little bit about it, and I know our listeners have heard and seen it. But tell us a little bit about it and how you got connected with them.
Well, Body by Vi is an amazing company. It's been around for a few years. It's really kind of like a baby in terms of the life band of the company, but what they're doing for people is really positively affecting billions of lives with what's known as the 90-day challenge. And the 90-day challenge is basically something that helps people across the board with life, health, and prosperity. And the challenge will vary from person to person depending on what your goals are, but it's a nutritional shake that supplements your body with so many nutrients that it can help you lose weight if that's your goal. It can help you gain muscle mass if that's your goal. It can help you with different challenges that you might be facing physically, because so many things that we deal with physically in our body, from diabetes to fibromyalgia to stroke, really have a lot to do with nutritional deficits.
Yeah, I have heard about that, and God knows we all, the country right now in disarray with obesity being number one killer of our youth is incredible. Tell me a little bit about some of the things. And now, Body by Vi is a, they have shakes and meal supplements. Is that correct?
They do. They have shakes that serve as a meal supplement. They also have different things that may help with your metabolism, that may help with appetite suppressing. They have what's known as the Vi Pack that helps you, well, it's vitamins and mineral supplementation. So it's just really an all-around wellness kind of thing. So it really just depends on your goals as an individual and what you're trying to go for. What you're trying to, you know, what your goals are, what you're trying to produce. And I think that, you know, you may talk to people and they're like, you know, well, these things kind of come a dime a dozen, but so many billions of pounds have been lost by this company. People that are, that have joined the challenge, it's like so many thousands of people are joining the challenge like every day, like over 5,000 people are joining the challenge every day, like within every 7 minutes, it's like somebody is taking a Vi shake. And a Vi shake is the flagship product of Vistalis Sciences. And what it is, it's a supplement. It provides you with so many nutrients that people are able to supplement one or two meals a day if they're trying to lose weight, or they're able to use it in between workouts if they're trying to gain lean muscle mass. But there are so many testimonies from how this product has helped to transform lives. And there's actually five kits within the program, one of which is called the Transformation Kit. And when people get on it, there's supplements in it that help you lose weight and curb your appetite, but there's also the Vi Shake, which is something, again, that you take twice a day to supplement meals, and then you have one healthy meal at the end of the day or for breakfast or lunch or however you want to do it.
Now, Amanda, how would you recommend folks out there who are looking for some alternative ways of getting back in shape and getting healthy with this program, how would you advise them to maybe get started? How do they get started?
I would advise them to go to my website and join the challenge. Like, that's really the crux of the whole thing, is to just join the 90-day challenge, give it a try. I mean, January's coming up, and everybody kind of comes out of the block with their New Year's resolution. But, you know, with this company, we don't want to just resolve for you to have a temporary resolution, but we want life transformation. We want something that's going to be a lifestyle. We want you to lose weight. We want to rectify any health issues that you have. And so to get started, you can go to the number 5, CEOs, and that's with an S, CEOS, .myvi.net, which is my personal website as a promoter in Vistalis, and you can join the 90-day challenge, and you can purchase a kit based on your needs. If you don't have, you know, if you're not quite sure, then you can email me or text me or get in touch with me, and I will walk you through the process, or I will meet you somewhere and let you personally taste the shake that tastes like cake mix and just see how you can start your own personal transformation.
Now, I know you may not want to mention this, but we got to give them the whole cake. There are also some opportunities for them to not only lose weight, become healthy, in a way that is totally different than anything out there, but they also can earn some income also, and God knows we need that. Can you tell us a little bit about, just a little bit about those possibilities and how they can also perhaps look into that as well?
Well, you know, in this company, every 40 seconds, a new promoter is earning a BMW bonus, which means that they can qualify as they come into the company and they bring in three people to promote the challenge with them, as well as three customers. Based on their volume, they can qualify to receive hundreds of thousands of dollars in prizes and trips, as well as bonuses. And one of those bonuses that, you know, most excites many of us in the company is the opportunity to have or drive a brand new BMW. You know, and the company pays for it. They give you an allowance for that monthly. So, you know, there's the opportunity to make money, but what I love about this company is it's not just producing, it's not just producing a lot of hype. It's giving people life, health, and prosperity. And, you know, people are making over six figures a month just doing things that they love and promoting health and wellness and helping to decrease obesity. So you can see me about that too. But on the website, when you go to my website, you can either join the challenge or you can become a promoter. You know, and it's easy to do because when people see your transformation happening so quickly, it's not even something that you have to sell like that because they're asking you, hey, what are you doing? You look different. You're losing weight. Your skin is glowing. Your hair is shining. What's going on?
Excellent. I'm really excited about that and the possibilities. Hey, Amanda, please let everybody know your website once again so we can have that information.
Okay. My website is the number 5, CEOS.mybi.net.
Perfect. Amanda, you are the bomb. Please stay in touch with us. We look forward to kind of hanging out with you in 2013, and I want to wish you a happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time. You have a great evening.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only wellness guru herself, Amanda Brathwaite, right here on The Conversation. Hey, don't click that down. My boy Face is in the house. Hey, we'll be right back. This is The Conversation on the Survival Radio Network, the network you can't live without. We'll be right back.
A small, inexpensive plumbing problem can quickly become a large, costly issue if not addressed now. Allow Jayco Plumbing to provide you with expert service.
On time, every time.
Give Jayco Plumbing a call at 404-702-8896 for your free estimate. Call 404-702-8896 today.
If you have elementary age kids, boy, do I have a book for them to read. It's called Dana the Procrastinator. Dana is an 8-year-old boy who loves to waste time, but his procrastination catches up with him when he realizes that he missed out on his own surprise. Well, I can't tell you. Anyway, check out this book at www.kidsread.com. That's www.kidsread.com and available on Amazon.com. You're going to love the illustrations and the audio-video CD-ROM, Dana the Procrastinator.
Hi, this is Dr. Julian E. White, retired director of the Florida A&M University Marching Band. And you're listening to the number one talk show, The Conversation with Clark Garrison.
Hey, guys, we're back. What's going down? Hey, you're right here on The Conversation. I'm your boy, Clark Garrison, hanging out with you November 21st. Hey, my birthday is coming up November 28th. I'll be 35 years old. All right, Mike, don't say nothing. Anyway, I look 35. That's all that matters. But anyway, I want you guys to come hang out with me. I'm going to be, if you're in the Atlanta area, if you're not, fly on in, man. We ain't got nothing else to do on the 28th, right? Wednesday night, 7 p.m. It's going down all night long until Mike tells us we got to leave. We're going to be at Cat's Cafe, 970 Piedmont Avenue in Midtown. Cat's Cafe, come on out to hang out with us, man. 7th until November 28th, mark your calendars, Clark Garrison's birthday bash. We're doing a collaboration with the one and only Lexi. And she's got a listening party the same night. You can't ask for anything else. We're going to have you. You're going to be with me, popping the bottles. You know, Mike McFadden is going to be through this house. You know, he's always hanging out with his boy. We're gonna do it up that night. And if he don't come, you know, I'll go to his house and get him. So anyway, don't worry about that part. And Lexi is going to be in the house. You haven't heard her voice. You haven't heard her sing. That will be the night to do that. We were going to have a good time. It's also the celebratory launch of the campaign Survival Radio Network is putting down right now. The network you can't live without is going down November 28th at Cat's Cafe. Come on and hang out with us. So that brings me to our next part, man. He's the author of the book, Truisms. He's a national speaker and the host of Blog Talk Radio's Real Talk. Please welcome my very good friend, Mr. Michael A. McFadden. What is going on, Mike the Mike?
What's happening, KG? Did I hear you wrong? Did you say you remember when you were 34? Is that what you said?
Man, whatever. Stop with that, man. Let the fans think I'm 34, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Now, I'm looking forward to celebrating with you, man. How's it going, man? You are busy as heck these days, man. Congratulations on everything. Let me just say that first.
Thank you, man. You know, we started back with what? Nothing. We started back with nothing. Hey, man, I'm enjoying this journey, man. I really am. I sit back and sometimes you start worrying about the minutia, but all in all, every time my show comes up, I get excited, man, because I get to talk to some people, some amazing people around the globe, and I get to have repeat visitors to the show, people like yourself who've been there from the very beginning and been there helping us become the show that we are today. So big ups to you, man, for being there, seeing the whole journey.
Oh, no doubt, man, no doubt. And it's ironic you say that because sometimes when we do sit back, and we get an opportunity to breathe and see what we've done over the past, you know, year, 2 or 3 years or so. Man, when you look back, it's like, man, we've got a lot accomplished, man. And once again, like I said, as I sit back and look at the growth of Survival Radio Network, man, I'm so proud of you. And once again, you know my thing, man, it's truisms, man. And truism is something that is, you know, so simple or so self-evident that you don't even think about it. And that's what happens to you, and you can see yourself grow when you don't think about it and just do.
Well, you hit the nail right on the head, man. Truisms, you know, it's a book that you got to have. It's really a foundational, concise, on-point, no bull, you know, step by step, man, to greatness. I really love the way you wrote the book and being daring and coming out and being transparent about not that you just didn't wake up with a silver spoon in your mouth. And some of these lessons you write about in the book came the hard way. So,
oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about, I know you got a workshop coming up, but let's bring everybody fast forward, man. Tell us what truism the book is about.
It's the concept is, you know, you mentioned my past, and it's funny because I just realized today, it's crazy, I just realized I moved to Atlanta July 1987. I just did the math, and I was like, damn, this is my 25th year being in the city of Atlanta from D.C., and it's crazy because when my friends and family from D.C. look at to where I am today with the show and the book and the hosting and, you know, the red carpet events that we have an opportunity to do every once in a while, they look and see, wow, I cannot believe that Faith has made it to this point. And people that know me know that I barely graduated from high school. I have no college education at all. But what I do have, Clark, is I have this hustle mentality that won't stop, that won't quit. And when truism came to pass, man, I just thought about the skills that we need to make it in society. And in the book, I talk about things like good people skills or good communication skills or being reliable and responsible. And so what I did, man, was I packed it all up, man. I put it in about a 38-page book because one of the things that I couldn't do, I couldn't write a book called Truisms, The Next Level, Can It Be That Simple, and then have a 200-page book. It wouldn't work that way. So I made it as simple as I could to say, hey, here's some simple lessons that you can read up on. And I've even given you actionable takeaways to say, hey, this is how you improve that particular truism. And I make it so simple, man. And so far, man, over the past year since the book has been out, we've been getting great response from it and just touching people. And to see people's lives grow from the book, that's probably one of the most gratifying things that I've noticed in my years as a motivational speaker and now as an author, to see people's dream come from some advice that I gave them back in the day.
And I got your website in the chat room. Do us all a favor, man, right now. Give them the website so they can get that book today. It would be a great holiday gift for not only yourself, but to give someone else that you really care about.
Oh, definitely. You can go to michaelmcfadden.com. Very, very simple to do. Right down the homepage to the right There's a link right there. You can actually purchase a copy of the book. It's only $9.95, and as a matter of fact, if you purchase it off the website, I'll actually send it out to you, sign it, you know, whatever. We'll send it out to you immediately. You probably have it in the next couple of days or so, but very, very informative book. And like I said, it's only $9.95. You know, you spend that every morning on breakfast, Clark.
Man, my wife feed me good, man. I eat at home, bro. I don't do all that eating out stuff.
Shout out to the boss.
I know, right? Hey, so you got a workshop coming up, man?
Yes, man. I decided, man. And you know what, Clark? Sometimes I think as a talk show host, and you can attest to this, man. Sometimes we get so busy with our talk shows that we forget what we do in real life. And for me, having the ability for Truism to be live and in person, man, what we're doing is we're bringing Truism to Sandy Springs. And on December 15th, it is, it's a Saturday, we're going to start up about 10 o'clock a.m., and you'll actually get to see Truisms live and in person. And when I tell you that, it is one of the most interactive, funnest, I don't know if that's a word, I'm sure you're going to talk about me once my interview is over, and the type of words that I use when I speak on your show, but one of the most interactive presentations that you will ever see. If you've ever been to an event that I've hosted several events for Clark, and if you've ever been to any of those events, I'm very interactive with the crowd, and the presentation is no different. What you hear on Real Talk, what you see when I host an event is what Truisms is. It's live, and you just come out, hang out for a couple of hours. I got to say thank you to all of our partners at Real Talk, and as well as on the Truisms workshops that we're going to be doing, because we're able to offer them free. So definitely shout out to Chef Shambi. Everybody in Atlanta knows Chef Shambi has the best peach cobbler in the Southeast region that I know of. You know, his cobbler is one of those cobblers that you say, you know what, I don't eat peach cobbler, but I eat Chef Shambi's peach cobbler. And so we'll have Chef Shambi out there with some, some cobbler out there for all of our attendees, as well as prizes and giveaways, because Justice Jewelry, she'll be giving away some of her bracelets. You know, I love accessories and bracelets and stuff like that. So she decided to donate some of the bracelets that we'll be able to give away. But at the end of the day, you will learn my journey from D.C. to ATL. How can a guy who barely graduated from high school, never went to college, now is at, you know, a point in his life and still looking for the next level, where he talk show host, author, speaker, and also I'm on the board of directors of Yes Atlanta right now, so I'm very excited about that. So that's what it's all about, man, Truisms, the next level. Can it be that simple? Yes, it can, but you just got to know what's next.
Wow, Mike, man, congratulations on being on the board, brother.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I'm excited about it. I think in January 2012, man, I'm sorry, 2013, Yes Atlanta is going to be doing some big things in the city of Atlanta for our youth in Atlanta. And not just our youth, but our troubled youth, because I think a lot of times they get the short end of the stick. It's just like a felon. Once you get out of jail, what happens with the felon? He can never get a job. He can never bounce back from society. So at Yes Atlanta, what we look to do, man, is we look to help empower our youth and get them out of that situation. Because that was me, Clark. You know what I'm saying? That was me in D.C. And if there was an organization like that in D.C. that I could have went to, or somebody could have suggested to me, maybe I wouldn't have went down the path that I did. But as I always say, man, I would never change anything in my life, because my experiences that I've learned over the years and growing up and, you know, where I am now is because of who I was back in the day. So, but if we can take a child and help him or her see his vision, or, you know, learn about passions and learn about goal setting and how important those things are to you, I'm definitely looking forward to be a part of that. And yesatlanta.org, man, you guys can check out the website and see what we do, and, you know, look forward to big things in 2013 with Yes Atlanta.
Mike, I just want to personally thank you live on the show for always inviting me and the missus out to come hang out with you to the event. But what I want to say, man, is do me a favor. Let me know when you guys are doing some footwork stuff so I can put the grind in too and get back and help out to somebody who needs help. But I'd be a soldier anytime, man.
Oh, yeah, I know that. And Clark, you know, I got you on speed dial. And, you know, I appreciate you and the Mrs. coming out and supporting as well, man. We started this journey together, especially as talk show hosts. I may be a couple of months in front of you when we started. I can't say a couple of shows ahead of you now because you do 50 shows a week now. So you're surpassing me on the show numbers, you know what I'm saying? But, I just really appreciate your support. And, ladies and gentlemen, when I talk about intruisms, I talk about good people skills, this is one of those relationships that come from good people skills. Because I'll be honest, for those that don't know, Clark and I never knew each other outside of social networking. We never knew each other before the radio shows, and that's how we connected. And what we did was we continue to help each other grow in this journey. There was never no hatred when Clark started his radio show. He's starting a radio show. Why he want to do this? Why he want to do that? Nah, I'm not going to give him no information on how to do this. Nah, that's not how we supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen. We always talk about crabs in a barrel syndrome. Guess what? Crabs don't supposed to be in a barrel anyway, so that's not their common element. Our job or my job is to help uplift anybody that I can. And if you guys come out December 15th, 5775 Glen Ridge Drive is right off of 285 and Hammond Drive. You'll learn truisms and what truisms is truly, truly about. Things that are so self-evident or so obvious that we don't think about it, yeah, that's the next level right there. And thank you on the journey. And I got to say, man, you got one of the best green rooms in Blog Talk Radio, bruh.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. We try to stock it with some of the best back there, so I'm glad you're having fun.
Man, this papaya juice, where'd you get that from? What else? That came from straight from Hawaii.
Hey, don't worry. I'll go ahead and give you the phone number and contact information, man. But, you know, let me go back, man, because here's the thing. Truisms, right? You wrote this amazing book, concise, simple, to the point, with some great points that people, you know, we might know some of them, we might even heard of them, but we don't apply them each and every day, and just talked about one. Real quick, Mike, so folks can understand, you've handed around it. Tell a little bit about your journey, man, so people will understand that you're not just talking the talk, you've actually walked the journey from A to Z. This is not some spoiled black kid who had something happened, a little couple things. Tell us a little bit about the journey, man, if you would, if you could be transparent for our listeners.
Oh, definitely, man. For me, the journey began probably at age 13, man. I was up in D.C. I was up in Southview, Maryland, Oxon Hill, Maryland, and we came home one day from school, me and the whole little crew. I guess it was 13 years old. Was that 8th grade, 7th grade? And Clark, when we came around the corner off the bus, man, I saw furniture. We saw furniture out on the curb. So we all know what that means for everybody that grew up in the hood. What furniture on the curb mean? That means somebody didn't pay their rent and somebody got put out, because that's what they do to you when you don't pay your rent. Well, as we got closer to the furniture, Clark, I began to realize, I'm saying to myself, damn, that looks like our furniture. And come to find out, it was. You know, it was our furniture. My mom and I were put out, you know what I'm saying, for lack of paying rent or whatever. And I never knew any kind of financial difficulties or anything like that growing up. But, yeah, we were put out, and it was very embarrassing to me as a child. But, Clark, the first thing that came to mind, man, when that happened was I didn't want people to remember me like that. I didn't want to be the dude to say, you know, y'all remember Michael, and they'd be like, Michael who? You know, Michael, the one that got put out. I ain't want to be remembered like that. I had to change. I had to go in PR mode immediately and say, how do I fix this? How do I get the stigma of being the guy that was put out? Because I don't want people to remember me like that. So what I did, Clark, was I somehow convinced my mom, and rest in peace to my mom. She passed away in 1996. But rest in peace to my mom. I convinced her to let me stay in Southview. I stayed with some friends. They let me stay with them. And next thing you know, I'm working on the ice cream truck, Clark. Next thing you know, I'm giving people the hookup on the ice cream truck. And I got this brilliant idea to say, okay, I'm going to start taking some candy off the ice cream truck and start selling it at school. So I had my Twinkies and my Hostess Ho-Hos and my Snickers, and I was selling candy at school. And then that turned into saying, okay, now I got some money. Okay, how about I buy a dime bag of weed from the man who lives upstairs to Will? Will had the fattest dime bags that you could ever find in Southeast D.C., and we roll about 15 to 17 joints off a dime bag of weed and sell the joints for dollars. So spend 10, make 7, smoke 2 joints, make 5. So I'm making money, you know what I'm saying? And slowly and slowly, Clark, that thing began to grow from weed, you know, joints to weed to Love Boat to cocaine to everything. And before you know it, man, 3 years had passed, and I'm just lost. Dropped out of school, you know, wasn't in school anymore. Dropped out of school in 11th grade, and hustling was a full-time job for me. And what happened, Clark, was I didn't have that stigma of being the kid that was put out. I had that stigma as one of the, you know, top hustlers in Southview. You know what I'm saying? That was Babyface. That was my nickname. I was Babyface. And 1987, like I said, shout out, 25 years in Atlanta, man. I was rescued. You know, I came to Atlanta. My dad came and got me. I was supposed to come down here just for the summer of 1987 and then go back home, man. And spiritually, and once the drugs got cleaned out of my system, man, I began to get scared, and I realized that I can't go back to D.C. So I made the decision not to go home. My mom said that it was okay if I stayed. My dad and my mom here, Trish, said that it was okay that I stayed. And the rest was history, Clark. You know, if I would have went back home, no telling what would have happened. I truly would have been a statistic, whether it would have been dead or locked up, because all my partners, man, a lot of people that I grew up with, Clark, are dead and grown now. And you know what? We've heard that story 1,000 times before, but the thing about it is I did the corporate America thing. I had the six-figure salary, 13-year, you know, in real estate executive and all that kind of stuff, but it wasn't gratifying for me. It wasn't what I wanted. You know what I'm saying? And now this is the most gratifying part of my life right now. As a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to turn 42 on Friday, and I have never been so happy in my life to be able to give back, share my story, and help other people become what it is that they want to be. Now, you know what? Truisms isn't for everybody. A lot of us are still going to be caught up in the rat race every day, going to get a check, and happy with that. That's okay. But I'm telling you, everybody has something inside of them that they want to do better, but they're just afraid. Come hang out with us December 15th. Maybe we can pull some of those things out of you to help you understand that the next level in life really is that simple. My job is to help you find it and help you get there with mentors like myself and Clark and our whole crew that we associate with. Trust me, we can help you get there. But like the decision that I made in D.C. or in Atlanta not to go back to D.C., you have to make that decision in your life that this is something that you want to do. Can't nobody else do it for you. You have to say, I want to change in my life. And that's what I did as a scared 16-year-old saying to myself, I don't want to go back to D.C. That's what we had to do in our life at 40 or 35 or, like you say, you still in your 30 clause. I know you lying like hell. Yeah, I put you on blast on your own show. But that's the thing, Clark. You got to want it. And like I said, that's what we're going to be doing December 15th, Truisms Live in Sandy Springs. And I would love for everybody to come out and hang out with us, man. I'm sorry, Clark. I can talk, man. You know, I get into that talking mode, man.
That's what you host too, man, but that's what I want you to do, man. Let everyone know the story, because the story is the journey, man. Hey, before I let you get out of here, what are we doing Friday, man?
Oh, man, Friday, as a matter of fact, happy Thanksgiving to the whole Survival Radio Network crew, as well as Miss Jerry and the youngins running around. Hope you guys have a happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. I really enjoy it, being with family and friends and all that good stuff. Friday, I'm actually, like I said, I'm celebrating my 42nd birthday, man, and I'm excited. Shout out to all the Sagittarius's, yourself, Tasha's got a birthday coming out, so shout out to all the Sagittarius, man, and don't tell nobody, man, but Friday morning, man, I'm jumping on a cruise boat, man, to set out and see for a couple of days to get away. So we're going to be jumping on a cruise. Yeah, we're going to be jumping on a cruise. Get away. We're off air until next Thursday. We're off until next Thursday. And hopefully Nikki isn't listening. I'm going to see if I can get Thursday off, because the Falcons and the Saints play next Thursday. So I doubt if I get next Thursday off, but we'll see. So real talk, we'll be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for coming on by, man. Come back anytime, man. Our house is your house.
Always a pleasure, man. And like I said, for everybody that's listening, one, thank you for the support. You can check out the website, michaelmcfadden.com. You can sign up for tickets on the website, or you can go to truismslive.eventbrite.com. Tickets are there. Tickets are on Michael McFadden. And it's a free event, so come out and hang out with us. I'm on Twitter, DC, the number 2, ATL, Facebook, all that good stuff. So connect with me. I hope hopefully everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And you know I cannot let you mute my mic without saying, don't forget to check out Real Talk every Monday night, Thursday night, 8 to 10. Real Talk. Yeah.
That's what's up. I see I was paying for that. All right, Mike. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you.
Hey, guys. If you didn't know, now you know that's Real Talk's very own Michael McFadden in the house. Shout out to all the Sagittarius. We ain't there yet, but after the day, it's Sagittarius time. Hey, guys, don't go anywhere. The hardest working woman in the world is coming up next. Wanda Bates knows is in the house, y'all. She's in the green room sipping up on some things. Hey, guys, this is The Conversation right here on the Survival Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Do you have tax issues, owe back taxes, or need tax relief? Contact L&B Tax Service today. L&B offers you over 15 years of expertise and first-class tax service for individuals, professionals, and business owners. With nationwide service, you can easily find a location near you. Contact one of our tax professionals through our website, lbtaxservice.com. That's www.lbtaxservice.com. L&B Tax Service Incorporated. Tax professionals that you can trust.
Hi, this is Olympic artist Jesse Rodales, and you are listening to the hottest show out there. It's The Conversation with my boy, Clark Garrison.
This is The Conversation with Clark Garrison on the Survival Radio Network. Now back to the show.
Hey, that's right. This is The Conversation. I am Clark Garrison, and this is the Survival Radio Network. Hey, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. It's not over yet. We save the best juice for last. You know how they do it. Hey, my next guest is nothing short than the Ball. She's the president and CEO of LeJohn's Media Publishing Group and the host of two. Count them two dynamic shows on BTR, Wanda After Dark and Wine About Books. Here today to chat about her newest project is the hardest working woman in the biz. Please welcome to my show, my sister, Wanda Mays Noel, in the house. What's up, Wanda?
Hey, Clark. Thanks. Wow, I need to start over so you can do that again. Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is a pleasure. You know, I got two giants in you know, today. I'm very, very happy about this.
I know, man. You repping big time. Like, wow. Like, boom, all in one room. Yes.
Scary, ain't it?
Yes, it is. It is. They have all that fabulousness going on in one night. How you do that?
I know. Shout out to all the rattlers in the house. You know, anytime two rattlers can get in the Yeah, it's all that.
Two rattlers in one room, yes. It always is. It always is. It always is. Thank you so much for having me on, Clark.
So LeJohn's Media Publishing Group is back at it as always.
Yeah.
Tell us a little about, first, before we talk about the new dynamic project you got out, please let everybody know how you became the hardest working woman in the business. You got
Wow. Thank you. I try to stay as humble as possible. You know, a lot of things come to you just through inspiration and just wanting to do better and wanting more in your life and wanting to be not necessarily bigger, but just my goal is to touch as many lives. And starting with this publishing company, which wasn't the first thing that I touched, but I just saw so many writers struggling and being ripped off and paying a lot of money and doing things that just didn't make sense to me. And with all of that, my goal with all the companies that I have, which is LeJohn Media, which is just the marketing company, and the publishing company, which is attached to it, and the radio show, which is just to make sure you have a platform to speak. And everybody who's not on Blog Talk Radio that's listening in, you should take the opportunity, even if it's just for the free minutes, just to get start the process of getting your name out there. My goal is to make as many changes in as many lives as possible. And, of course, I've made my mistakes along the way and still trying to clear up some of them. But my goal is to, as a woman and a business owner and a minority and definitely as a Rattler, to make as many positive changes in many people's lives as I possibly can. So that's who I am in a nutshell.
Well, you most certainly are doing that. That's no longer a goal. You hit that mark. It's on to bigger and better things. So I didn't get a chance. I didn't get the press junket. So we're debuting this right here live on the conversation. Tell us what's going on with this new project.
Yes. First, I want to say I am live on the conversation with Clark Garrison on Survival Radio Network, the best in blog talk radio. Book projects, I've been doing publishing for a while, and I realized that certain parts of publishing I wasn't good at. And I think some people get into things and they don't want to be honest about what it is that they can't do. I am not a miracle worker when it comes to certain things, but I started to realize that I wanted to continue to do it because it made a difference. So the brainchild of Book Projects by LaJean Media Publishing came up. I can't even give you the date and the time, but it came. I started working on it and started spewing out all of these book projects all at once. This is due on the, you know, just constantly. It was almost like a roller coaster. I couldn't even sleep for about 3 days. Just a couple of hours of sleep and get up and roll again. And people need to realize when your ideas come to you, they do not come to you conveniently. They do not come to you between 9 and 5. They do not come, you know, on the weekends when you're available. They come when they come. So that particular time, I literally was up writing what I heard in my mind and trying to make sure that it was in some kind of decent order. And the book project came up, and the goal was to get people to publish at an economical level, not the thousands of dollars. You know, if you're just now getting started in publishing, you don't have a whole bunch of money to put into any one thing unless you just got it like that. And I didn't have it like that. I worked hard for everything that people have seen me do. You know, I've been my own marketing company. I've been my own PR company. And I did that because I didn't want to put a lot into the people that were hiring me to do things. I wanted to make it economical. So the book project, and the very first one that's coming out, would be the Daily Devotional, which is being premiered in December, and it'll be available for purchase at that time. And it will be available for shipping towards the end so that you'll have it to begin reading January 1st of 2013. And I started to spread those out according to the ideas that came to me for book projects. I appreciate the people that support me, because the one thing that we need to learn as business owners is that if there is no support in the groups that you run with, then you need to start cutting your group. If I can't call you and say, hey, I need to come on your show to talk about a couple of things. Publishing company is just one thing, and it's just, you know, something that I'm good at. But it's not who I am, it is what I am doing. I am Wanda Mays. I'm a knowledge builder. I'm a supporter. I'm a person that builds people. That's who I am. These companies are just the things that I am doing to help sort of make that thing grow even bigger and support people. You know, publishing is something that once you start doing that, you have to look at what the public looks at. And like I tell people, there's no common person. But if you start to publish something, people pay attention to what you're doing, for sure. For sure they do.
Well, that's certainly a truism right there. Wanda, yeah. One of the biggest things I've found as I talk to people is that they feel like they're not, you know, they got this wonderful story within them, but they don't know quite where to begin, where to start, or they just don't have the confidence that they can do it. Can you tell us a little bit about the process and what your company allows them to do and puts it on a way that, you know, that simplifies the process? I don't want to downgrade the process to say it's just as easy as pie.
Oh.
But with your assistance, you do make it very easy to get their story on paper, right?
I do. And I try to partner. The one thing is to partner with other companies. LaJean Media Publishing Group is not all-encompassing, and I'm in the process of devising partnership agreements with other companies. Let's talk about the brother we got on the phone right now who has grown. I mean, if you don't see growth in somebody that you're following, stop following them. If they are the same person that they were last year, cut them jokers off if you're looking at them to be an example of what you should be doing. Now, Words of a Feather is your publishing company, right?
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm getting ready to show them something real quick. Words of a Feather and LaJean Media are doing the exact same thing. We are trying to get people to publish. LaJean Media and Words of a Feather can do nothing by themselves. Together, we can build millions. And the one thing that I do is if somebody contacts me to publish something, and I'll get to the question that you asked in just a moment, but I got to get this out. If somebody contacts me to publish something that I know that's just not in the group of things I'm ready to publish or can publish at this time, I'm going to contact my brother over at Words of a Feather Publishing and say, hey, I got this project. It's a good project. It's just not something I can do. I want to make sure that we continue to grow this network of publishing companies so that we can all be millionaires. Nobody's a millionaire by themselves. I don't know one company that stands alone and is a millionaire. If you look down the line of companies that's associated with that company, you know that they are a company of companies that brought them to be at the status where they are. Now, getting back to your question, it is important for people to write, to not think about punctuation, to not think about what somebody would think about what they're writing, to not think about, I don't have the money to do this. Your words are so powerful, positive and negative. They change your life. And for those of you who believe in the Lord and are Christians and know what the word can do for you, if you know the scripture that discusses the power of the tongue, it is so important for you to understand how true that is. If you have something that you need to say, say it in your own words, and then submit it. The Chicken Soup for the Soul, that man submitted that thing, and if I'm not mistaken from what I read about him, he submitted it over 100 times to 100 different companies before somebody said, hey, I like what this says. And if you are a person who reads anything, you know Chicken Soup for the Soul, it sold well over a million copies. The first person that read it didn't like it. The 59th person that read it didn't like it. The 89th person that read it didn't like it. But he got down the line somewhere. He had faith in what he was writing, and he continued to submit it. I command everybody to do that. Just understand that if you know that you know that you know about what you're writing, be confident in it and don't let anybody strip that away from you and continue to. I'm the company that will say, I can't do it, but I want to make sure that I connect with enough companies that somebody that I'm connected with will read your manuscript and help you move to the next level.
Yeah, that's what I love about our partnership over these years is that we get it. You know, we get that whole collaborative ideology. You know, so many of us, as you said, just want to, I don't know, we just want, what if we, can we make the climb to the top without any help, any assistance, or and I don't get that. Hey, but one, I want to go to a caller who just tagged in, and perhaps they got a couple of questions or words for you. 954, there we go. We didn't get a chance to screen you, so hopefully you got some good words to say. What's going on? You're on live with Wanda Mays Knoll.
First off, hello, Clark, my former drum major in the Marching 100. Second off, I'd like to say what's up to Wanda. This is James Coleman, grew up with you in New Hope. My question
my
is,
God.
Wanda, can you tell us a little bit, or tell me, tell us a little bit about Wine About Books? I mean, I'm sorry if that's a little off subject, but I see it every now and then and didn't have a lot of information about it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Wonderful. Thank you, James. Yeah, James is way back. He would tell you how old I am if he could, but James, you're going to keep that to yourself. Wine About Books came along. I am not a connoisseur of wine, but wine is something.
Okay.
You know, I can't tell you the year and the aroma and all of the other good stuff, but I love wine, and I just happened to be, somebody had sent me a book to read. I said, okay, look at this book, and I haven't been drinking the wine, and I'm thinking, you know, it was just one of those things that just came together. So I figured, okay, marketing. And that's what people don't do when they see something. It's like, okay, well, I'm going to do this, but I don't think anybody would like it. So I decided to make it a brand. I said, okay, well, get a logo and start a show that, you know, features authors, and don't charge them anything. Don't charge them a penny. Just get them on, get them talking about their books, and they alone will get you to the next level. So Wine About Books was a concept that came together because I like wine and I like books. Wine About Books, just that simple. It wasn't anything that, you know, the gold came out of the sky. It has grown into something that I never expected. I thought it would be small. I thought it would just be something where an author or two would contact me here or there, but I'm getting books in the mail on a regular basis. I'm getting calls. I'm getting emails, and I'm glad that it's blessing other people with something as simple as wine about books. But that's how it got started, just me sitting down one night with my nice glass of, I think it was Behringer. And
okay.
I can't even remember the book I was reading, but, yeah, it has grown into something, and I'm very proud of it. And I appreciate the fact that you are following it and sharing it with other people. That's very important, and I appreciate that. My home team, James Cole.
Big up to James, man. It's always good to have another 100 folks stop by, man. Much love to you, brother.
Thanks for coming on, James.
No problem. Hey, thank you, guys. You guys are awesome, and I really enjoy your show. I enjoy what you're doing, Clark, and I definitely enjoy what you're doing as well, Wanda.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice evening. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, same to you. Same to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. You know, Clark, after doing this, yes, it amazes me sometimes that people are following you and they're looking at what you're doing. And even with all the people that are following me on Facebook and Twitter and all these other places, you know how, I want to keep that humility about what's going on with my businesses and trying to get to the place where I am making sure that I'm doing the right thing, even with the mistakes. And I think people think that when you make mistakes, you have to stop. I've made several mistakes when it came to the business and setting up the business and, you know, trying to hire people and not knowing what the heck you were doing and then having to pull out of your pocket to pay and, you know, recouping this and recouping that. And I tell people, your mistakes make you so much stronger than anything else that you could possibly experience. You have to just take the chance and take the leap. Wine About Books has been phenomenal, and it's run on its own. I haven't had to market it. I haven't had to put a whole bunch of, I paid, you know, a few bucks for the logo, and then I ran with it.
Wow. You know, your story is amazing, Wanda, and I know we're running out of time. I just want to say, first of all, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for always being a rock and always being, you know, someone I can turn to.
Yes, you can.
I don't have all the answers. So I want to really thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you. And I, my goal is to be a support system. My goal is to be a support system and to make sure that, you know, it's not just about calling somebody and, you know, the nickel and diamond thing that we tend to do with each other sometimes. People don't realize that you pour into somebody now without asking them for anything, and it reaps you on the back end. You know, it's not about, you know, just always about money. And you my boy, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to certain things, you're going to pick up the phone and call me, and I'm going to answer that question. And it's all about us sharing. You know, it'll be 5 years down the road, and, you know, we'll be at Emmys or the NAACP Image Awards, wherever we are, accepting our award for what we're doing. But it's the growth and the partnerships and the collaborations that help to build us. I can name all the stuff that I'm doing, but it means nothing if I'm not helping somebody else get to where they're supposed to get. It means absolutely nothing.
Wow. Now, that's classic. Wanda, please let everybody know how they can reach you and also how they can get more information about the publishing company and the things that you're doing.
Yes. Well, everybody go to Lajohn Media, LAJOHN Media, publishing.com. On that site, you'll see where the book projects are. You click on those. And then find a project that fits you. And if you're ready to write and you're not ready to write by yourself, you'll be in a collaboration with people who think the way that you think, and you'll be able to do it at a very economical rate. Like I tell people, it doesn't take millions of dollars to get published. Less than 50 bucks, you can get in a book, use that book to market yourself. Email me at wanda.wandamays.com. And if you want to give me a shout-out via phone, no problem, 404-889-6771. Give me a call, and I'm all about pushing people to the next level. My goal is to get you where you should be quicker than you probably expect to get there.
That's what's up. Wanda Mays Knowles, LaJohn's Media Publishing Group, right here on The Conversation. Wanda, please, please come back soon.
Will do, will do, will do. Anytime. Got to get you on too soon. Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much,
right.
Wanda. Don't
no problem.
All right,
love your rap. Love your rap.
Right,
love
you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye. You too. Hey, guys, that is a beautiful end to a wonderful show. Thank you so much. I want to thank all of our guests today, Michael McFadden, right here on The Conversation, Wanda Mays Knowles, and, of course, Amanda Brathwaite was on tonight as well. Hey, big ups to the boss, as always. Guys, that's all we got. We're running over time. We'll see you next time right here on the Bible Radio Network. Big ups. Stay tuned. 30 minutes. We've got WLOP with your host, Jackie Cash, coming up. You guys, come on back. Thank you so much. We'll see you in a few.